It's okay. I can get in from here. Night. Uh-oh. Busted. Dead and now the sober police was gonna be waiting up for me. Why are you still awake? It's like the middle of the night. Well, I'm a big girl. I can get home. I took an Uber with the girls. And I got dropped off first, so I wasn't alone with a creepy driver. He wasn't creepy, though. His name was Ned, and he has two daughters, and he had, like, a picture of them on the dashboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about them. I don't remember their names, but they're, like, 8 and 10 or something. Mm-hmm. So, I was responsible. I knew I was going to be drinking, and I was responsible. And I started drinking water like an hour ago. Hour and a half. I missed a word there. Anyway, I was responsible. You didn't need to wait up. Because you're not my dad. Did you know that? Okay, as long as we're clear. Well, what? I'm not swaying. I'm not. I'm still just kind of dancing from the club music in the back of my head. It's good music, too. I don't know what it was, but there was lots of bass, lots of beat. The floor was, like, vibrating, and the colors from the lights and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're such a party pooper. Why don't you go out? It's, like, Saturday night. You're supposed to have fun. We're not old. We're, like, in our 20s. Early 20s. We're not old yet. We're supposed to have fun. Supposed to have fun. There's more to that word. Yeah. Supposed to have fun. See, I'm an adult. I can talk. Is that coffee? Did you make coffee? I smell coffee. Why are you making coffee at 3 in the morning? That seems like either you're getting up really early or you're staying up really late. Which is it? Is it? Oh, you're staying up really late. Okay. I like coffee, though. We could have coffee and water. And maybe, I don't know. We should order a pizza. Pizza. And then I'll tell you all about what my stupid friend did at the bar. It's really funny. I smell. What do I smell like? Oh, right. We were doing tequila shots and one of the girls fell off the stool and spilled it all over everything. Hold on. Spilled it all over everything. Yeah. She did. She's really uncoordinated when she drinks. I don't know why she drinks. It doesn't seem like a good idea. I stink, though. That's not a good smell. Tequila is not a good smell. Well, I can't have that. I'm gonna go shower. Yeah. I'm gonna go shower, and then I'll come back out, and we'll have coffee and pizza. Pizza. Okay, I'll be back. Okay. You be here, right? You're not gonna, like, pass out on me or something. I'm not gonna pass out in the shower. I'm fine. Okay. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm human again, I think. Still slightly drunk, but the fog is gone. I sober up really fast, but I'm still slightly buzzed. But I'm not slurring my words and not sounding like a complete moron. I don't think, anyway. I'm drunk enough that I'm still happy, but I'm not so drunk I don't know what the hell I'm saying anymore. Because I'm pretty sure I was talking about the Uber driver, but I don't know. Anyway, coffee, right? Is that what we were doing? Why are you still up? Oh, right. You're playing dad. Okay, got it. Yeah. Oh, right. My story. Okay. So, yeah. So, I'm not going to tell you which friend because then you'll know and you'll like feel sorry for her every time you see her. And I don't want that. But one of my stupid friends, and I say stupid because she like did this and we all told her not to. And we weren't even fully drunk yet. Hold on. Yeah. So she decided tonight was the night that she was going to tell this guy, this friend of hers, that she's in love with him. Yeah, you heard me. That she's in love with him. And she decided to do this at a bar where we'd all been drinking and doing stupid shit. And she just went for it. I don't know if it was because she was so drunk, but she wasn't that drunk. I don't get it. Anyway. So she tells this guy at the bar, not at the table, at the bar, right? They're waiting for the bartender to bring the drinks and she just blurts it out. Like that's the time and the place. And then he proceeds to just look at her like a deer in headlights. And then he turned and he fucking walked away. He left. He just peaced. Like, he could not get out of that place fast enough. And we didn't know what the hell was going on because we were at the table. And we just watched him leave. And he was supposed to be bringing back half of the drinks. So we were like, where the fuck are our drinks, right? So we go and help her with the drinks. And she's just sitting there because she doesn't know what the hell just happened. It was awful. It was like one of those things where you are so mortified for somebody that you are mortified yourself. Like, it was past like secondhand embarrassment at that point. I felt so bad for her because that was awful. Like, oh my God. What? What do you mean? Did he ever tell her? What? Hold on, drunk brain. Are you asking me if there was reason for her to think that he loved her? Is that what you're asking? Because I'm kind of fuzzy still. Okay. I don't know. But talking about after, I don't think so. I think she just got it in her head that she wanted to be with this guy. And because she's kind of hot. But there's a lot of my friends that are kind of hot. So that won't tell you who it is anyway. So don't try. But anyway, she's kind of hot. So I think she just kind of thought it would just work. But it didn't. And I mean, you can tell when somebody's like in love with you, okay? You can tell. Yes, you can. It's a thing. You can tell. Mm. Ugh. Have you like never loved somebody before? You're so clueless. Okay. So when you're like in love with somebody or somebody's in love with you, they act differently. They totally do. Mm-hmm. They do. They drop everything for you. And not in like a needy codependent way, but in a like concerned, want to make sure you're okay, help you through life kind of way. That didn't sound quite as good coming out because it still sounded kind of codependent, but you know what I mean. Anyway, and they do things for you that they wouldn't do for other people. Like texting you at 2 a.m. when they know that you're studying in the university library and you need to eat something. And then when you don't respond, bringing you food because you need to eat something. Mm-hmm. Or making sure that your apartment is completely clean because, you know, your mom is coming and she can't know what a slob you are. And if she does, she's going to like freak her shit and make you move home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like keeping those feelings hidden because you know that it's going to make the person uncomfortable to talk about them. So you just kind of be their friend and like love them your own way without making it weird because you know that that's best for them because they're not in a situation where they can love you back. And that's okay. You just have to roll with that. But you don't want to be selfish and put it in their face and be like, hey, dude, I love you, and expect them to deal with it. Because when you love them, you don't want to cause them any discomfort or anything like that. I know those were really specific examples. Yeah, I know. I've done a couple of those things, haven't I? Well, I mean, I guess you could do them for friends, too. But not... Ugh, Okay. So apparently I'm still slightly more drunk than I thought I was. I know what just came out of my mouth, and now I'm cringing at myself because that wasn't supposed to come out of my mouth. Can we pretend it didn't? Because remember the third thing that I said, the last thing that I said? Remember about the not saying anything because it makes people uncomfortable? Yeah, can we focus on that? Maybe? Oh. Okay. I'm going to need more coffee. I'm sorry. My mouth got carried away with me and I just got flustered because I know what she's feeling, sort of. I don't know why she's deciding to make some rando confession to some rando guy in a bar, because I don't even know that guy like that well, and I don't know where he came from. He just kind of showed up on the outer edges of our friend group. But I understand the sentiment, but I also understand it's not worth it because it might ruin the friendship, and I feel like it would be better to have the friend than nothing at all when something like that happens, because, oh boy, that was really bad. That was really bad. You're not saying anything. Did I fuck this up? I fucked this up. I messed this up hard. I feel like I should call the Uber driver back and he should, like, take me somewhere and dump me in a ditch. And then I can pretend that this didn't happen. Ugh. Ugh, what did I do? I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Wait, what? Hold on, what? I don't want to take my hands off my face yet. No. Say that again. You get it? What do you mean you get it? I'm still not taking my hands down. Okay. Wait, what? Did you just say you... Okay, I gotta cover my face again. Did you just say that you feel the same way? You did, didn't you? Why is this easier when my face is covered? Huh. Interesting. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not that drunk. I know what's going on. I wish it wasn't going on. I wish I was just stumbling in the door and not saying shit and just passing out in my bed and not sitting here hoping that what you just said actually came out of your mouth. What? Okay, that's my hands. You're taking them off my face. It really is easier with them on my face, though. Okay. You did just say that you feel the same way, didn't you? Are you drunk? You haven't been, like, sneaking anything while I was in the shower, because it was a very long shower. Because the water was very nice. And I really stunk like tequila. That was really bad. Why do I drink? Anyway. You're kidding. Wow, that was articulate. I'm sensing a theme. Apparently I don't need alcohol to be a complete mess. Okay, I'm suddenly feeling really sober and really confused. You're grinning at me. Why are you grinning at me? I'm not cute. Don't call me cute. I feel like a hot mess right now. I'm literally in a bathrobe with a towel on my head, and you just told me that you feel the same way about me that I feel about you, and I felt that way about you for a long ass time. And it all started because my friend made an ass of herself at the bar and I came home drunk. Like, do you not see how ridiculous this is? Okay, as long as I'm not the only one. Good. Oh my. Okay. Okay. You just did that. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing I brushed my teeth. A little coffee. Tastes good. On you. What do you mean, how did I not know? I wasn't looking for it. I was actually distinctly telling myself it wasn't there. Because it's easier that way. We're roommates. We're not supposed to, you know, do this. Because one of us is going to end up homeless if this goes bad. I just thought you were being nice when you do things for me. I know. Well, because nobody ever does nice things for me. They just... Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. Because I'm an idiot, okay? Because I didn't want it to be there. Because, like I said, we're going to end up homeless. You are serious, aren't you? I'm suddenly not feeling drunk at all. I know it's 3 a.m, and I know this is probably not the move, but I really want to be with you right now. Yeah, like really, really, like really badly. Well, I'm already technically naked, it's just a bathrobe. The hair is kind of a nightmare, but I mean, you've seen worse. And those are my favorite flannel pajama pants. And the hideous sweater that your mom gave you. What are you, an old man? I love it, though. It's so you. So, I'm going to get off the couch and get... Yes, on my knees. Wait, what? Hold on. What are you asking me? See, this is why I love you. Okay, forget I said that. I know that was the conversation, but we hadn't said it. Wow. You just said it too. Okay, now I'm really glad I'm down here. And in answer to your question, I'm not drunk like that anymore. I'm pretty sober. I know what's going on. And yes, I do want to do this. Because, wow, why wouldn't I? So lift up. I like these pants, but they're in my way. There we go. Oh, very nice. That's definitely better than the coffee. Such a nice cock. Yes, I said cock. Oh, it's in my mouth. If I can't say it, we have a problem. Your hands are so gentle on my head. Just kind of resting. Not pushing. Just It's almost like you just want to touch me. Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Thought about this a lot. Usually when I'm touching myself, but I try not to think about it other times. Seems inappropriate. Not anymore, but before. Yes, I've touched myself while thinking of sucking your cock. I'm human and I love you. Makes sense to me. You can't tell me if you feel the same way. You've never gotten off thinking about me. Especially that time you walked in on me in the shower. That grin tells me that you know exactly what I'm talking about. I turned around and you got a full view of absolutely everything, including my freshly bald pussy. I just had it sugared the other day. You know you wanted to get in that shower with me. Bend me over. Stick it in. When you were done fucking me there, take me to my room. Fill me with your cock there. My pussy and my mouth. And then to your room, do the same thing. Now right here in the living room. On the kitchen, huh? Yeah, you know, put me up on the counter, spread my legs. Stick it in. Slide this cock in my tight pussy. Feel it squeeze you. What? Why are you stopping me? Oh, I see. A bit much for you, was it? Okay. Let me get up. Really? It's my ideas while I was sucking you off? Interesting. And what ideas would those be? You want to flip me over? Really? Well, well, well. Who knew? Okay. Like this, on my knees, bent over the edge of the couch. Yeah. Well, I'll hang on to the back. Just lift my robe. I do have a nice ass, don't I? I mean, I kind of pegged you for a missionary guy, but I'll take this. Where did your pants go? Oh, alright. Quick. I didn't even see you do that. Maybe I'm still partially drunk. Yeah. That's your fingers on my pussy. Holy shit. I mean, it's an area that feels good when you touch it, because it's supposed to, but when it's someone that really turns you on and someone that you really care about, it's just the next level, you know? Fair. Fair. I guess that would make it difficult not to shoot down my throat. Interesting choice of words. I never thought you'd be one to talk like that. I like it. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you wondered what my clit felt like. Do people wonder that? Oh, you wonder what it tastes like. Well, are you gonna find out or are you gonna fuck me? Because you can find out later, but I'd rather you fuck me. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this isn't a one-time thing, so... Enough. Just stick it in, okay? I want to feel you. I want to feel you inside me. I want to feel you stretching me. I want to feel you. That's the tip. Yep, just like that. Wait. Do we need something here? Well, I'm on the pill, so there's, I mean, that's covered, but are we worried about the other? Okay, guess not. All right, go ahead. Oh, you're all the way in. Oh, fuck. No. Wow, that was better than I thought it would be. Which is saying something, because I thought it was going to be pretty fucking good. Oh my god. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck my pussy, yes. Feel you bent over my back. Yeah, pull down the robe. You can kiss my neck while you fuck me, yes. Oh, my back. My shoulder. Oh, yes. Your hand sliding over mine. Yes, all your entire back covering me. Pushing me into the back of the couch while you push your hips into me over and over again. Fuck. I'm completely surrounded by you while you're filling me. Oh, fuck. This is better than I could have imagined. Oh, God. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, I love it. I love it. I love you too. Yes, say it again. Say it again while you fuck me. Yes. Yes. Oh, I love you. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, it's so good. So good. Yes. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm squeezing you as much as I can. Fuck. Yes. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, you feel so good. Why did I wait so long to tell you? Why did I wait? You could have been doing this oh so long ago. Yes, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, you're swelling. You're getting so big inside me. Yes, yes. Oh, you're stretching me. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, I want to come. I want to come. Oh, God. You're going to make me come. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, hold me too. You come inside me, please. Please, please. Yes. It's what I've wanted for so long. Please. Yes, 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 yes. You know, you can tell someone loves you another way. Do you know what it is? Well, yeah, they tell you, but play along. When they hold you like that. That was amazing. I mean, I was a little disappointed that our first time wasn't face to face, but then you just cradled around me. And I felt how much you love me. You know, I'm gonna send my stupid ass friend a thank you note. Well, first, because she bought a lot of the drinks tonight. And second, because if she hadn't made such an ass of herself, I wouldn't have told you that story. And that wouldn't have happened. See, her confession did have the desired effect. It just wasn't for her, which is awful. I love you. Now, what were we saying about loving each other all over the apartment?